It's time for the Weekly Stars, and we'll kick off with Aries.
We certainly will. Okay. Success is coming your way and some good fortune. Don't hold back. Be bold and daring and go for gold. This is a really good omen around Aries this week as well. Great time also if you're purchasing or selling property.
Okay, next up's Taurus.
Taurus, sizzling romantic vibes surround you, and a soulmate is there for those who are wanting one. This is a great time for soulmate and meeting people and relationship strengthening of relationships, sorry. Your aura is a dynamite and you're feeling and looking really greater than ever from perhaps maybe you've been having a personal trainer or exercising or just feeling got a really good vibe about you, Taurians, okay. Which is going to work for you.
And next up's Gemini.
Yep. A small sacrifice or a kind act you do for someone is really going to speed up your spiritual growth. So if someone needs your help, try to give what you can. Charitable work is also likely and rewards coming thick and fast for past efforts. And kind work.
And next along's Cancer.
Time to take better care of yourself and really stop stressing and start relaxing a little more. Meditating and being out in nature is really ideal. And also, you've got a lot of reunions and unexpected visitors popping in.
Okay, next up is Leo.
Peace is exactly what is on its way to you now. There will be a restful time after a period of doubt and confusion. It's like I would sort of feel a cleaner vision of your future is direction's going to be shown to you and this week. And you're going to start sort of avoiding stressful situations as well. It's like you're really wanting some harmony, more harmony around.
Okay, next along is Virgo.
A win of some kind is indicated. You also seem to be lucky in love. So stay positive and get really rid of some clutter in your home, car or office, because this will symbolically create space for new opportunities to come into your life. You know how that works. To enhance these vibrations, you could probably put a jade plant at your front or your back door.
And next up's Libra.
Okay. You're spending too much this week, and bills are coming in at a furious pace. So be very, very careful of the credit cards. There's always something. Then what you've got your eye on, do not have what you've got your eye on that expensive item. Ask yourself, do you really, really need that? Okay. There's also a time that you're going to have more support and an offer too good to refuse comes your way.
Okay, next up, Scorpio.
Okay. Scorpio are taking 10 steps forward and 12 steps back. 10 steps forward and 14 steps back. But all of a sudden, you're going to find that those struggles and the obstacles are starting to disappear and a nice clean slate ready for more opportunities to come in. A child or a family member is giving you some grief at the moment. It's in your stars. So it looks like you're sort of having reunions with them or some chats with them or helping them out as well.
Okay, next along is Sagittarius.
Yes. You're going to attract a lot of passion into your life if you're really, you know, even if you're sort of like with this passion that's coming your way, dress to impress. As appearances are the utmost importance right now.
Okay, next up is Capricorn.
There's a bit of deception and temptation around you, so beware. However, there's also reunions and socialising and having a really great networking experience all week.
And next along is Aquarius.
A wish is about to come true, and it's also time to make long-term plans and real estate decisions. You have been, money is in abundance in the future if you take advantage now.
And last but not least, your inner is Pisces.
Your spirituality is about to grow enormously through and the testing period ahead. But however, it's also going to be a time that you're going to sever, what this week especially, who you don't want in your life and what you do want in your life. And this is people, this is partners, this is friendships, and even perhaps some irritating family members that, you know, that you feel obliged to, because you're wanting to spend time with people you really care about. Hmm.